Amy Clark smiled at the two men on the other side of the bar. She'd not seen them around previously. Most people who came into the pub were either locals or obvious travellers on their way through to somewhere else, and this was simply a convenient stop. These two blokes looked like neither. One, a few years older than her, she reckoned, was wearing a military-coloured parka, which struck her as an oddity because it wasn't so cold today. Most customers had mentioned the delicious spring day. His companion had to be at least 20 years older. Unshaven, a smoker, going by the tin of tobacco he slammed on the counter. There was something shifty about his gaze, the way it scanned the room constantly. They ordered 2 pints of Carling, which she dutifully delivered with another smile, this time simply to be polite. They paid with coins, which was curious too. The younger one counted them out, right down to the pennies. Not at all awkward about it either. "What's your name then, gorgeous?" he asked, raising his remarkable eyes of a clear grey that demanded her attention. She hated having to go through this dance, found the chat-up tedious but part of the job. "I'm Amy." She cut quickly back to business. "Will you be eating today, gents?"
"What's on?"
Grey Eyes asked with a lazy grin, his gaze brazenly roaming her body. Amy deflected it, pointing to the chalkboard. "The Guinness pie is a specialty."
"Expensive," the older one drawled, looking up from his lager.
"Does anything come with it?"
Grey Eyes asked, his tone loaded with innuendo. "Bit of salad," she replied, determined not to show any expression other than impatience.
"We'll have 2 sausage rolls, served with another of those big smiles of yours."
She gave him a look that said she doubted he could afford the latter, but not to be deterred, he gave her a wink. Amy wondered how they'd be paying for their lunch given they were down to pennies, but it wasn't her concern. She would mention it to the manager nearby, though.
"Can we pay after, love?"
"Might have another of these," the older one said, all but draining his glass,
and she noted him leering at her breasts.
"Prats," she thought.
As the good-looking barmaid moved away, Davy glanced back at Don and shrugged.
"What?"
"We're supposed to be casing, not flirting."
Davy swallowed a sizable draught of his lager.
"Great tits, makes me horny."
"Don't let your dick get in the way of business, son."
"Yeah, you've probably forgotten how to work it.
Watch your mouth, kid."
Don made a hissing sound through his teeth, but seemed at ease with the gentle insult.
"Besides, she's way out of your punching range. Those tits were brought up around money. She's not your usual choice of slag, Davy."
"I don't date sluts," he replied.
Don sneered otherwise.
"Did you see how she smiled at me?"
"She's been trained to smile at punters."
"I guess. But some of us transcend the average punter."